Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled The Black Widow's Web. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1: The Lure. The gilded chandelier in the ballroom of the Langston estate cast a warm glow over the sea of elegantly dressed guests. Victoria Langston stood at the center of it all, her emerald green gown hugging her figure, a vision of effortless grace. Her laugh was soft and melodic, her smile calculated to disarm. She was the perfect hostess, the epitome of charm and sophistication. But behind the facade lay a mind sharper than any diamond in the room. Her eyes scanned the crowd until they landed on him. Mark Albright, a rising star in the tech world. His nervous energy stood out among the confident elite, and Victoria noted every detail. The slightly frayed cuff of his expensive suit, the way he adjusted his tie too often, and the faint sheen of sweat on his forehead. A man like him, desperate for validation and capital, was an easy target. Victoria's approach was deliberate. She glided through the crowd, her movements fluid and magnetic, until she was at his side. Mark didn't notice her at first. His attention fixed on his glass of champagne as though it held the answers to his problems. She cleared her throat gently, and he turned, startled. "Mr. Albright, isn't it?" Her voice was honeyed, her smile dazzling. Mark blinked, momentarily stunned. "Yes, that's me." "And you are?" "Victoria Langston," she said, extending a perfectly manicured hand. "I've heard quite a bit about your work. Your latest project is nothing short of revolutionary." Mark's face lit up, his nervousness giving way to a mixture of pride and disbelief.
"Thank you.
It's been a labor of love, though getting investors to see the vision has been challenging." "Visionaries are often ahead of their time," Victoria said smoothly. "But I believe the right partnerships can turn potential into reality. Perhaps we could discuss it further sometime. I'm always looking for opportunities to support innovative ideas." Mark's mouth opened, but no words came out. Victoria smiled inwardly. He was already in her web. The next day, Victoria sat in her private study, a room as meticulously curated as her public persona. Bookshelves lined the walls, filled with leather-bound volumes that she had never read but that conveyed sophistication. A sleek laptop sat on the mahogany desk, and an untouched cup of tea cooled beside it. She was reviewing Mark's portfolio, every detail of his business ventures laid out before her. He was talented, no doubt, but naive. His company's technology, a revolutionary AI platform, was promising, but his lack of financial acumen had left him vulnerable. Victoria tapped her pen against her lips, considering her next move. Her phone buzzed, and she answered without hesitation. "Rachel, tell me you have something useful." Rachel Price, her attorney and confidant, spoke briskly. "Mark Albright's financials are shaky, but he's sitting on a gold mine. If you position yourself as an investor, you can gain control of his company before he even realizes what's happening." Victoria smiled.
"Perfect.
Set up a meeting. And make sure it feels casual. I want him to think it's his idea."
"Course.
Anything else?" "Yes," Victoria said, her voice turning icy. "Look into Elliot Grayson. He was at the party last night and he's intriguing. I want to know who he is and what he wants." Rachel hesitated. "Victoria, you're not spreading yourself too thin, are you?" Victoria's laugh was soft but carried an edge. "Rachel, the spider never tires of spinning her web." The meeting with Mark was scheduled for the following week at an upscale cafe that Victoria frequented. She arrived early, choosing a table by the window where the sunlight framed her like a portrait. When Mark walked in, she waved him over, her smile warm and inviting. "Thank you for meeting me," he said, sitting down and looking slightly more composed than he had at the party. "The pleasure is mine," Victoria replied. "I've been looking forward to hearing more about your work." As Mark spoke, his passion for his project was evident.
He explained the intricacies of his AI platform, his hands gesturing animatedly. Victoria listened intently, her gaze never wavering, her responses perfectly timed to show interest and encouragement. "Your vision is extraordinary," she said when he paused. "But I can see where you might be struggling to secure the resources you need. It's not easy to find partners who share your passion and understand the potential." Mark nodded, his shoulders slumping slightly. "Exactly. Everyone sees the risk, but no one sees the reward." "I do," Victoria said, leaning forward slightly. "And I'd like to help. With the right strategy, I believe we can turn your vision into a reality." Mark's eyes widened. "You mean, you'd invest?" Victoria's smile deepened. "Consider it a partnership. Together, we'll make it happen." As Victoria left the cafe, her heels clicking against the pavement, she allowed herself a small, satisfied smile. Mark was hers now, though he didn't know it yet. He would pour his heart and soul into their partnership, oblivious to the fact that she was already planning how to dismantle it to her advantage. In her world, every connection was a thread in her web, every move part of a larger design. And as the sun set over the city, Victoria Langston prepared to weave her next strand. Chapter 2: Tangled Threads. Victoria Langston's penthouse apartment was a masterpiece of modern design. Minimalist furniture, floor-to-ceiling windows offering breathtaking views of the city skyline, and a quiet sophistication that reflected its owner. She moved through the space with effortless grace, her silk robe brushing against the polished hardwood floors. In her hand, she held a glass of red wine, swirling it absently as she stared out at the twinkling lights below. Mark Albright was proving to be an easier mark than she'd anticipated. His eagerness to trust her, his almost desperate need for approval, made him malleable. But Victoria knew better than to become complacent. Every web she spun had to be flawless, every thread meticulously placed. One loose strand, and the entire structure could collapse. Her phone buzzed on the marble countertop. She set down her wine and picked it up, her expression unreadable as she glanced at the caller ID. "It was Rachel. What do you have for me?" Victoria asked, her tone brisk. Rachel's voice came through the line, steady and professional. "I've dug into Elliot Grayson's background, as you requested. He's a venture capitalist with an impressive track record. Very private, though. Not much about him in the usual channels, but he's connected to some of the most powerful players in the financial world. He's not someone to take lightly." Victoria's lips curved into a faint smile. "Interesting. And Mark?" "Still struggling to stay afloat," Rachel replied. "The investments you've steered him toward are putting him in a tighter spot, just as planned. He's relying on you more and more." "Good," Victoria said, her voice soft but laced with satisfaction. "And the paperwork? Ready for his signature? Once he's signed, you'll have controlling interest in his company. He won't even realize it until it's too late." Victoria ended the call and placed the phone back on the counter. She picked up her wine glass again, savoring the rich flavor as she contemplated her next move. Elliot Grayson intrigued her. He wasn't just another ambitious entrepreneur or naive businessman. He was an anomaly, and anomalies had a way of disrupting even the best-laid plans. The following evening, Victoria attended a charity gala at the exclusive Belmont Club. Dressed in a sleek black gown that accentuated her figure, she commanded attention as soon as she walked through the doors. The room was filled with the city's elite, and Victoria's practiced smile and effortless charm made her the center of every conversation. But her focus wasn't on the crowd. She was searching for Elliot Grayson. She spotted him near the bar, engaged in conversation with an older man Victoria recognized as a prominent hedge fund manager. Elliot's tailored suit and confident posture exuded power, but there was a sharpness in his gaze that set him apart from the other guests. He was a predator in a room full of prey. Victoria made her move, approaching with a glass of champagne in hand. She waited for a lull in the conversation before stepping in with perfect timing. "Mr. Grayson," she said, her voice smooth and inviting. I don't believe we've had the pleasure. Elliot turned to her, his expression polite but guarded. Ms. Langston, I've heard a great deal about you. All good things, I hope, Victoria replied, her smile charming. That depends on who you ask, Elliot said, his tone light but with an undercurrent of challenge. Victoria's smile didn't waver. I'm sure you're a man who forms his own opinions. Shall we? She gestured toward an empty table nearby, and Elliot followed her lead. As they sat, Victoria studied him closely. He was an enigma, his words carefully chosen, his demeanor measured. They exchanged pleasantries at first, but the conversation quickly turned into a subtle sparring match, each testing the other's boundaries. You have an impressive reputation, Mr. Grayson, Victoria said, her tone conversational. But I have to wonder what brings someone like you to a charity event. Surely there are more lucrative ways to spend your time. Elliot's lips quirked into a faint smile. And what about you, Ms. Langston? A woman of your stature doesn't attend these events simply for the canapes. Victoria's laugh was soft, almost musical. She, let's just say I have a passion for helping others. And you? I like to keep an eye on the competition, Elliot said, his gaze steady. And sometimes I meet someone interesting. Their eyes locked, and Victoria felt a flicker of unease. Elliot wasn't like Mark. He wasn't someone she could easily manipulate. But that only made him more intriguing. Back at her penthouse later that night, Victoria replayed the conversation in her mind. Elliot Grayson was dangerous, but danger had always excited her. She poured herself another glass of wine, staring out at the city below. She had Mark firmly in her grasp, his company nearly hers. But Elliot was a wild card, and wild cards had to be controlled. Victoria's phone buzzed with a new message from Rachel. Found more on Grayson. He's looking into Langston Industries. Call me. Victoria's grip tightened on the glass. Elliot wasn't just watching the competition. He was watching her. A slow smile spread across her lips. Let him watch. She would weave her web so intricately that even Elliot Grayson wouldn't see the trap until it was too late. Chapter 3. Deceptive Harmony. Victoria Langston prided herself on control. Control of her image, her targets, and most importantly, the intricate threads of her schemes. Yet, as she sat in the sunlit atrium of a luxury hotel, sipping her perfectly brewed espresso, she couldn't shake the awareness of Elliot Grayson's presence looming in the background of her latest con. For the first time in years, she felt watched, a sensation she usually relished but now found unsettling. Across from her, Mark Albright fidgeted with his watch strap. He was every bit the embodiment of a man on the edge. His eyes were bloodshot, his movements jerky, and his voice carried the strained enthusiasm of someone trying to hide desperation. Victoria, I've been running the numbers, Mark said, his tone eager yet uncertain. If we can push the next stage of development, we'll secure the patents before the competition even gets a sniff. I just need another round of funding to make it happen. Victoria tilted her head, a faint smile curving her lips. She'd cultivated this moment perfectly, nudging Mark into a position where he'd feel compelled to turn to her. He thought she was his savior, when in reality, she was the orchestrator of his downfall. Mark, she said, her voice gentle but firm, I admire your vision, and I've already invested significantly. But rushing things could lead to mistakes. Perhaps it's time to consider a strategic partner to share the load. Mark blinked, confused. Partner. Someone with the resources and expertise to ensure this project's success, Victoria explained. I've recently met someone who might be the perfect fit. Elliot Grayson. Mark's expression darkened slightly. I've heard of him. Ruthless, isn't he? Victoria's smile didn't waver. Ruthless when he needs to be, but also highly effective. With Elliot on board, your vision could become a reality much sooner than expected. Mark hesitated, doubt flickering across his face. Victoria leaned forward, placing a reassuring hand on his. Trust me, Mark. I wouldn't suggest this if I didn't believe it was in your best interest. That final touch, the warmth of her hand, the sincerity in her gaze, was all it took. Mark nodded slowly. All right. If you think it's the right move, I'll hear him out. Later that evening, Victoria attended an exclusive dinner party hosted by a mutual acquaintance of Elliot's. The setting was intimate yet extravagant, with low lighting, crystal chandeliers, and the kind of curated guest list that ensured whispers of intrigue and power. Elliot was seated at the far end of the table, engaged in a lively discussion with a prominent politician. His presence was magnetic, drawing the attention of everyone around him. Victoria took her time, weaving through the crowd with practiced ease until she reached his side. "Mr. Grayson," she said smoothly, holding a glass of champagne. "I hope you don't mind my interruption." Elliot glanced at her, a flicker of amusement in his eyes. "Ms. Langston, you do have a talent for appearing at the most opportune moments." Victoria laughed lightly. "A coincidence, I assure you." She gestured toward an empty chair. "May I?" Elliot inclined his head, and Victoria took the seat, turning the conversation toward business. She spoke of Mark's potential, subtly painting him as a man with raw talent in need of direction. Elliot listened, his expression inscrutable, but she could sense his interest peaking. "You're quite the advocate for Mr. Albright," Elliot remarked. "What's in it for you?" Victoria's smile was serene. "I believe in supporting innovation. If Mark succeeds, we all benefit." Elliot's gaze sharpened. "And if he doesn't?" "Failure is rarely an option in my world," Victoria replied, her tone cool. "But I suppose that depends on the company one keeps." The unspoken challenge hung in the air between them. Elliot's lips curved into a faint smile. "Perhaps we should meet to discuss this further. Privately." "I look forward to it," Victoria said, raising her glass. By the time Victoria returned to her penthouse, the city was bathed in moonlight. She kicked off her heels and poured herself a glass of wine, replaying the evening in her mind. Elliot was cautious, but he'd taken the bait. If she could maneuver him into partnering with Mark, she'd gain access to resources she'd never dreamed of. And when the time was right, she'd turn the tables on both of them. Her phone buzzed with a message from Rachel. "Update on Grayson. He's been investigating Langston Industries. Looks like he's digging for leverage." Victoria's jaw tightened, but she forced herself to remain calm. Elliot was playing a dangerous game, but so was she. And in this game, there could only be one winner. He typed a reply. "Let him dig. I'll make sure he finds exactly what I want him to." With that, Victoria set down her phone and stared out at the city. The threads of her web were growing tighter, but the true test was yet to come. In the end, it wasn't just about control. It was about survival. And Victoria Langston always survived. Chapter 4. The First Snare. The buzz of fluorescent lights echoed faintly in Mark Albright's mind as he sat in the dimly lit conference room, staring at the stack of legal documents in front of him. Victoria Langston's voice was a soothing balm, guiding him through the maze of unfamiliar terms and clauses. She leaned over slightly, her perfume intoxicating, her presence both commanding and comforting. "This agreement ensures that you maintain creative control over the AI platform," she said, her tone measured. "Elliot and I are simply providing the capital and strategic guidance you need to bring your vision to life." Mark nodded absently, the stress of the last few weeks evident in the lines etched into his face. He had poured everything into his company. Sleepless nights, strained relationships, dwindling savings. And here was Victoria, his savior, offering him a lifeline. "I trust you, Victoria," he said quietly, picking up the pen. "You've been with me every step of the way." Victoria's smile deepened, a hint of satisfaction flickering in her eyes. "That means a great deal to me, Mark. I promise, this is just the beginning of something extraordinary." With a hesitant but determined motion, Mark signed the documents, sealing his fate. Later that evening, Victoria met with Elliot Grayson in the private lounge of an upscale hotel. The room was sleek and modern, the low lighting casting shadows that danced across their faces. Elliot studied her from across the table, his expression unreadable as he swirled a glass of whiskey. "So it's done," he said, his voice smooth but edged with curiosity. "You have him right where you want him." Victoria sipped her martini, her eyes glinting with quiet triumph. "We have him. The partnership agreement ensures that we both profit handsomely. Mark is talented, but he's not equipped to handle the complexities of this level of business. He needs us." Elliot's lips curved into a faint smile. "And yet, I can't help but wonder what you're really after, Victoria. You're not the type to settle for a simple financial windfall." Victoria met his gaze, unflinching. "What I'm after is none of your concern, as long as our goals align." "And for now they do." Elliot chuckled softly, his amusement genuine but tinged with caution. "Fair enough. But don't forget, I'm watching you as closely as you're watching me." Victoria leaned back, her smile enigmatic. "Then I suppose we'll both have to stay on our toes." Over the next few weeks, the partnership appeared seamless. Mark threw himself into his work with renewed vigor, fueled by the influx of resources and Victoria's constant encouragement. The AI platform's development accelerated, and the company began garnering attention from major players in the tech industry. But behind the scenes, Victoria was pulling every string. She quietly redirected funds, funneled contracts into subsidiaries she controlled, and manipulated Mark's decisions to consolidate her influence. Elliot's involvement added a layer of complexity, his sharp mind catching details others would miss. He challenged Victoria at every turn, their interactions a careful dance of cooperation and rivalry. One evening, as Victoria reviewed financial reports in her penthouse, her phone buzzed with a message from Rachel. "Rachel, we have a problem. Mark's CFO flagged discrepancies in the budget. He's asking questions." Victoria frowned, her mind racing. Mark's CFO, a diligent but unremarkable man named Roger, had always been a potential weak link. If he dug too deeply, he could unravel her carefully laid plans. She typed a quick response. "Victoria, handle it. Offer him a bonus, a promotion, whatever it takes to keep him quiet. If he resists, let me know." Rachel's reply was immediate. "Understood." Victoria set the phone down, her jaw tightening. She couldn't afford any disruptions, not when she was so close to securing her position. The next morning, Victoria arrived at the office to find Mark waiting for her in the conference room. His expression was tense, his usual nervous energy replaced by something more resolute. "Victoria, we need to talk," he said as she entered. Victoria's smile remained steady, though her instincts sharpened. "Course, Mark. What's on your mind?" Mark gestured to a spreadsheet on the table. "Roger found some inconsistencies in the budget. Large sums being allocated to entities I've never heard of. He thinks we might be getting scammed." Victoria's mind raced, but her demeanor stayed calm. She moved closer, glancing at the spreadsheet before meeting Mark's gaze. "Mark," she said gently, "I understand your concern, but this is all part of the strategy Elliot and I discussed. These entities are shell companies designed to protect the platform's intellectual property from competitors. It's a common practice in high-stakes ventures." Mark hesitated, uncertainty flickering across his face. "Why wasn't I told about this?" Victoria placed a reassuring hand on his arm. "Because we didn't want to overwhelm you with the details. Your strength is in the vision, Mark, not the minutiae. That's why you have us." Her words, paired with her steady gaze, seemed to ease his tension. He nodded slowly. "I guess that makes sense. I need to make sure everything is above board." "And it is," Victoria said firmly. "Trust me, Mark. We're on the same team." As she left the conference room, Victoria's smile faded. Mark's growing suspicions were a problem she couldn't ignore. It was time to tighten the web, before he slipped through it. Chapter 5. Shadows of the Past. Victoria Langston's days were a carefully choreographed dance of power, influence, and control. But as she walked into her penthouse that evening, a flicker of unease stirred within her. The shadows seemed longer, the silence heavier. Her instincts, honed from years of manipulation and survival, whispered that the past she had buried so deeply was beginning to claw its way back to the surface. She tossed her keys onto the marble countertop and poured herself a glass of wine, her mind racing. Rachel's earlier warning about Elliot Grayson still lingered. He was digging into Langston Industries, and while Victoria had meticulously covered her tracks, the man's sharp instincts were unsettling. She needed to refocus, to remain three steps ahead. As she sank into her leather armchair, her phone buzzed. It was Rachel. "What is it?" Victoria asked, her voice sharp. "We've got a problem," Rachel said. "Detective Adrian Holt paid me a visit today." Victoria's grip on the glass tightened. "Holt? What does he want?" "He's reopening the investigation into your husband's death. He claims new evidence has come to light." For a moment, Victoria's carefully constructed composure cracked. She stood and walked to the floor-to-ceiling windows, staring out at the glittering city below. Her late husband's death had been the cornerstone of her rise to power, but it was a chapter she had thought firmly closed. "What kind of evidence?" she asked, her voice low. "He didn't say. But he's watching you, Victoria. He's too smart to tip his hand this early." Victoria took a deep breath, forcing herself to think clearly. Holt's interest was inconvenient, but she had faced worse. She had survived worse. "Keep me informed. And make sure he finds nothing." Rachel hesitated. "Victoria. Maybe it's time to step back. Let things cool down." Victoria's laugh was cold and mirthless. "Step back. Do you think a spider abandons her web just because someone notices it?" Rachel's silence was telling, but Victoria ended the call before she could say more. She had no time for doubt, not now. The next day, Victoria met with Elliot in his sleek downtown office. The walls were lined with abstract art, and the faint scent of leather and aged whiskey filled the air. Elliot greeted her with his usual enigmatic smile, gesturing for her to sit. "Victoria," he said smoothly, "I've been reviewing Mark's numbers. The progress is impressive, but there are discrepancies. Small things, but enough to catch my attention." Victoria's expression remained serene. "Every growing company has growing pains, Elliot. Mark is passionate, but he's not detail-oriented. That's why we're here, to guide him." Elliot's gaze sharpened. "Guidance is one thing. Deception is another. Are you sure there's nothing you'd like to tell me?" For the briefest moment, Victoria felt the weight of his scrutiny. She leaned forward slightly, her voice soft but firm. "Elliot, I've been nothing but transparent with you. If you're having second thoughts about this partnership, perhaps we should reconsider." Elliot's smile returned, though it didn't reach his eyes. "There's no need for that. I'm simply thorough." The tension between them was palpable, but Victoria knew she couldn't afford to show weakness. Elliot was testing her, and she couldn't let him see any cracks. That evening, as Victoria returned to her penthouse, she found an envelope slipped under her door. Her name was scrawled across it in unfamiliar handwriting. Frowning, she opened it to reveal a single photograph. Her breath caught. The photo was of her late husband, taken on the night of his death. He was standing by the edge of the balcony, his expression tense. But what made Victoria's blood run cold was the figure in the background. Herself partially obscured, her hand resting on his shoulder. She dropped the photo onto the table, her heart pounding. The image was a threat, a reminder that someone knew the truth. But who? Holt? Elliot? Someone else entirely. Victoria poured herself a drink, her hands trembling for the first time in years. The shadows of her past were no longer content to remain buried. They were creeping closer, threatening to unravel everything she had built. The next morning, Victoria's mask of control was firmly back in place. She called Rachel and instructed her to track down the source of the photograph. She couldn't afford to leave any loose ends. As she ended the call, her phone buzzed with another message. "Unknown number. You can't hide forever. The truth always comes out." Victoria stared at the screen, her mind racing. Whoever was behind this knew how to strike at her most vulnerable points. But she was no stranger to threats. If they wanted to play, she would show them exactly why she always won. Setting her phone aside, she turned her attention back to the web she was weaving. Mark, Elliot, Holt, they were all pieces in her game, and she would use them to her advantage. The past might have cast its shadow, but Victoria Langston was not a woman who let darkness win. Chapter 6. The Predator Becomes Prey. Victoria Langston's world, once an intricately woven web of control, was starting to fray. The photograph had unsettled her, but the cryptic message that followed was far more dangerous. It wasn't just a reminder of her past, it was a declaration of war. She stared at her reflection in the mirror, her expression cool and unreadable as she reapplied her lipstick. The image she presented to the world was unshakable, and tonight would be no exception. She had arranged a dinner with Elliot Grayson, an opportunity to gauge his intentions and regain her footing in their precarious alliance. As she descended the staircase of her penthouse, her phone buzzed with another message from the unknown number. Unknown number. Tick-tock, Victoria. Time's running out. Her fingers tightened around the phone, her jaw clenching. Whoever was behind this wanted her to feel cornered. But Victoria was not a woman who backed down. The restaurant was one of the city's most exclusive, its dim lighting and hushed atmosphere providing a perfect backdrop for subtle games of power. Elliot was already seated when Victoria arrived. His posture relaxed, but his sharp eyes missing nothing. He rose as she approached, his smile as polished as ever. "Victoria," he said, his voice smooth, "you're as radiant as ever." "And you're as charming," she replied, her tone light but calculated. She took her seat, signaling the waiter for a glass of wine. "I thought it was time we spoke without distractions." Elliot's smile didn't waver. "Distractions or witnesses?" Victoria's eyes narrowed slightly, but she recovered quickly. "Let's not play games, Elliot. We're partners, but I can't help feeling there's something you're not telling me." Elliot leaned back, studying her with an expression that was equal parts admiration and wariness. "The same could be said about you, Victoria. I've always admired your brilliance, but brilliance often hides secrets." For a moment, the tension between them crackled like a live wire. Victoria's pulse quickened, but she refused to let it show. Instead, she leaned forward slightly, her smile dangerous. "Perhaps we should stop circling each other and speak plainly," she said. "Are you accusing me of something?" Elliot's lips curved into a faint smile. "Not at all. But I've been in this game long enough to know when someone's playing a deeper hand. And you, Victoria, are playing it beautifully." Before she could respond, her phone buzzed on the table. She glanced at the screen, her heart skipping a beat as she saw another message from the unknown number. Unknown number. "Elliot knows more than you think. Be careful." Victoria's smile faltered for the briefest moment, but she quickly composed herself. She placed the phone face down and turned her attention back to Elliot, who was watching her with an amused expression. "Something important?" he asked. "Just a minor distraction," she said smoothly. "Now, where were we?" Later that night, Victoria returned to her penthouse, her mind racing. Elliot was playing his own game, that much was clear. But the messages from the unknown number suggested a third player in the shadows, someone who knew too much and was intent on dismantling her carefully constructed empire. She poured herself a glass of wine and sat at her desk, opening her laptop to review the latest financial reports. As she worked, she couldn't shake the feeling that she was being watched. Every shadow seemed deeper, every sound amplified. Her phone buzzed again, and this time the message was accompanied by an attachment. Unknown number. "I told you the truth always comes out. Enjoy." Victoria hesitated before opening the attachment. It was a video file. Her stomach tightened as she clicked play. The grainy footage showed her late husband on the night of his death, arguing with someone just out of frame. The audio was faint but clear enough to catch fragments of their heated exchange. And then, the moment that had haunted her for years. The push. her husband's body crumpling against the balcony railing before tumbling into the darkness below. The video ended abruptly, leaving Victoria staring at the screen, her breath shallow. The angle didn't reveal her face, but it was enough to raise questions. Enough to destroy her. Her phone buzzed again. Unknown number. What will Elliot think of this? Or Mark? Time's almost up, Victoria. Victoria's hands trembled as she set the phone down. The predator had become the prey, and for the first time in years, she felt truly vulnerable. But vulnerability didn't mean defeat. Taking a deep breath, she composed herself. Whoever was behind this wanted to shake her, to force her into making a mistake. But Victoria Langston didn't make mistakes. She picked up her phone and dialed Rachel. "We need to meet. Now." As she hung up, she turned her gaze to the city skyline, the lights shimmering like a thousand tiny stars. The game was far from over. If someone wanted to tangle with her, they'd learn just how dangerous a cornered spider could be. Chapter 7. The Web Unravels. Victoria Langston strode into Rachel Price's office with the composure of a queen entering her throne room, though the turmoil inside her was nearly unbearable. Rachel was already seated behind her desk, her face tight with worry, a thick folder of documents spread before her. "Tell me you found something," Victoria demanded, lowering herself gracefully into the chair across from Rachel. Rachel pushed her glasses higher up her nose, her expression grim. "I've traced the messages. Whoever is sending them is using multiple VPNs and burners. It's not amateur work. This person knows what they're doing." Victoria's jaw tightened. "What about the video? How did they get it?" Rachel hesitated before responding. "It's difficult to say, but it's possible someone recovered footage from your late husband's estate. It wasn't officially logged into evidence at the time of the investigation, but—" She let her voice trail off, knowing the weight of her words. "But what?" Victoria pressed. "If Holt gets his hands on it, he could reopen the case with enough evidence to indict you." Victoria leaned back, her mind racing. She had always anticipated the possibility of her secrets coming to light, but she hadn't expected someone to weaponize them so effectively. The messages weren't just a threat. They were a game. And she despised losing. "I need you to bury this," Victoria said finally, her tone icy. "Find out who's behind it and eliminate the threat. Whatever it costs." Rachel hesitated. "Victoria, this is risky. If we push too hard, we might expose more than we cover up." "Then push carefully," Victoria snapped. "I didn't come this far to lose everything." As Victoria returned to her penthouse, her phone buzzed with a new message. This time there was no cryptic taunt, just an address and a time. "Midnight." She stared at the screen, her pulse quickening. Whoever was behind this wanted a face-to-face meeting. It was a dangerous proposition, but one she couldn't afford to ignore. The address led her to an abandoned warehouse on the outskirts of the city. The air was thick with the smell of rust and decay, and the faint hum of distant traffic underscored the eerie silence. Victoria stepped inside, her heels clicking against the concrete floor, the sound echoing through the cavernous space. A single light bulb hung from a chain in the center of the room, casting a weak pool of light. Beneath it stood a figure, tall, cloaked in shadows, their face obscured by the brim of a hat. "You came," the figure said, their voice distorted by a modulator. "I wasn't sure you would." Victoria's gaze was steady, her fear buried beneath a layer of icy confidence. "I don't respond well to threats. If you wanted my attention, you have it. Now tell me what you want." The figure chuckled softly. "What I want is simple, justice. You've spent years destroying lives to build your empire, and now it's time to answer for it." "Justice," Victoria repeated, her voice sharp. "Is that what you call blackmail?" The figure stepped closer, the light catching the edge of their face but leaving their features indistinct. "Call it what you will. But the truth has a way of coming out, no matter how deeply you bury it." Victoria's mind worked quickly, analyzing every word, every movement. This person was playing a dangerous game, but they underestimated her resolve. If you think you can scare me into submission, you're mistaken. I've faced worse than you and survived. The figure tilted their head, as if amused. Surviving isn't the same as winning. And this time, Victoria, you're not holding all the cards. Before she could respond, the light flickered and went out, plunging the room into darkness. Footsteps echoed as the figure disappeared into the shadows, leaving Victoria alone with her thoughts and the undeniable reality that her web was beginning to unravel. By the time Victoria returned to her penthouse, the adrenaline had worn off, replaced by a simmering anger. She poured herself a drink and stared out at the city, the glass trembling slightly in her hand. This wasn't just about the past. It was about control. Someone was trying to strip her of the power she had spent years cultivating, and she couldn't allow it. Her phone buzzed again, and this time it was a call from Rachel. "Victoria, I have news," Rachel said urgently. "The messages are linked to a shell company owned by Elliot Grayson." Victoria's grip tightened on the glass. Elliot, of course. He had been circling her web for weeks, testing her, probing for weakness. Now it seemed he had found it. "He thinks he can outplay me," Victoria said, her voice a dangerous whisper. "He's about to learn how wrong he is." As the city lights glittered below, Victoria began weaving a new web, one designed not just to trap Elliot, but to destroy him. Chapter 8. The Final Thread. Victoria Langston stood at the edge of her penthouse balcony, the cool night air brushing against her face. The city stretched out before her like a glittering labyrinth, each light a life she could touch, manipulate, or destroy. But tonight, for the first time, it all felt fragile. The game she had mastered was slipping from her grasp, and the spider at the center of the web was no longer invisible. Behind her, Rachel paced the room, her heels clicking against the polished floors. "Victoria, we need to act now. Elliot is closing in. He's already planting seeds with Mark, convincing him to question your motives." Victoria turned, her gaze cold and calculating. "Mark is a pawn. Elliot wants me to react, to make a mistake. But I won't give him the satisfaction." Rachel hesitated. "And the messages, the footage. Whoever's behind this isn't going to stop." "Then we stop them," Victoria said, her voice like steel. She moved to her desk, picking up a folder she had prepared earlier. "Elliot wants a war. I'll give him one. But it will be on my terms." The next morning, Victoria arrived at the Langston Industries boardroom dressed in a black power suit that radiated authority. Mark and Elliot were already there, the tension between them palpable. Mark's face was pale, his eyes darting nervously as he avoided Victoria's gaze. Elliot, on the other hand, was composed, his smile faint but victorious. "Victoria," Elliot said as she entered. "We were just discussing some irregularities in the company's finances. Mark has a few concerns." Victoria placed her briefcase on the table and sat down, her expression calm. "I'm sure he does. But before we address that, I'd like to discuss something more pressing." She opened the briefcase and pulled out a stack of documents, sliding them across the table to Elliot. "These are records of your involvement in several questionable ventures, Elliot. Ventures that, if made public, could ruin your reputation." Elliot's smile faltered as he flipped through the pages. "What is this?" "Insurance," Victoria said smoothly. "You've been circling my web for weeks, trying to undermine me. But you made one critical mistake. You underestimated me." Mark looked between them, confusion and fear written all over his face. "What's going on? Victoria, is this true?" Victoria turned to him, her expression softening. "Mark, you've been manipulated. Elliot doesn't care about your company or your vision. He's been using you to get to me." Elliot's composure cracked, and he leaned forward. "You think you can scare me with this? I've already spoken to the authorities. They're interested in your financial dealings, not mine." Victoria's smile was icy. "Then you'd better hope they don't see the footage I found of you coercing investors. Or the emails detailing your offshore accounts." Elliot's face darkened, but he said nothing. That evening, Victoria stood alone in her penthouse, watching the city below. The confrontation with Elliot had ended with an uneasy truce. He had backed down, but only for now. Mark, shaken and unsure, had promised to review everything before making any decisions. It was a temporary reprieve, but Victoria knew the battle was far from over. Her phone buzzed with another message from the unknown number. Unknown number. You're good, but this isn't over. See you soon. Victoria's grip on the phone tightened. Whoever was behind the messages wasn't just after revenge. They wanted to dismantle her entirely. But Victoria Langston wasn't someone who surrendered. She walked to her desk and opened a hidden compartment, pulling out a sleek black drive. Inside it were years of secrets, leverage she had gathered on everyone who had crossed her path. If she was going to survive this, she would need to use everything at her disposal. As she plugged the drive into her laptop, a cold determination settled over her. The final thread of her web was being spun, and when it was complete, she would emerge stronger than ever. Because in Victoria Langston's world, survival wasn't just a necessity, it was an art.